what's happening locally. The news.
And it is time for us to take our first look, our Monday morning look, at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. By the year 2023, the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprise, MPME, Authority will have more resources. Now, according to the state budget project for the fiscal year 2023, the entity managed by Oscar Ramos will have a budget of $12.7 million. That is $2.6 million more than the one approved in 2022, which was $10.1 million. This represents an increase of 20.4%. The line where the increase stands out is the destined for the seed capital program, which consists of providing non-reimbursable funds for up to $2,000 for entrepreneurs. It will increase to $3.1 million for the current fiscal year, 2022. The amount approved for seed capital was $2.5 million. Last year, MPME was a target of questions due to the opacity of the seed capital program. The La Prensa newspaper requested the entity covered by the transparency law the list of the beneficiaries of seed capital. Even the Transparency and Information Authority indicated at the time that MPME maintains the obligation to deliver the seed capital information and comply with Decree 126. However, the director of the institution did not comply with the delivery of information after indicating that he could not reveal the information because Law 81 establishes it on the protection of personal data. On the other hand, the National Secretariat of Science, Technology and Innovation, CINESIT, will work with a smaller budget. According to the project, it will be allocated $46.6 million for 2023, when compared to 2022, a reduction of $3.7 million stands out. For operation, the budget project indicates the CINESIT will have $6.8 million and for investments $39.7 million. Panama only invests, to date, an approximate 0.2% of the gross domestic product, the GDP, in research and development. The Minister of Foreign Affairs for Panama, Erica Moines, and the newly appointed Colombian Foreign Minister, Alvaro Leyva, met to discuss migration, security, trade, investment, and environmental protection, reported the Panamanian Foreign Ministry. Colombia is one of our main partners due to proximity and affinity. With Foreign Minister Leyva, we reviewed the common agenda, which includes valuable components for economic reactivation. We also agreed on the strategic lines of the call that Presidents Laurentino Cortizo and Gustavo Petro will hold next Tuesday, Moines said, after the meeting. Now, the meeting between Moines and Leyva took place on Saturday in Bogotá as part of the investiture yesterday of the new President of Colombia, Gustavo Petro. The Panamanian Foreign Minister warned that the increase in migrants across the Darién Gap, the border jungle between Panama and Colombia, since 76,700 people have crossed it so far this year. Now, according to figures provided by the Panamanian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The deputy of the Panamanista Party bench, Bernardino González, presented an initiative that would reform the internal regulations of the National Assembly in relation to the legal shield that the deputies have for the opinions expressed in a legislative plenary session. Article 228 would be reformed so that it reads as follows. Assembly members are not legally responsible for the opinions and votes that they cast in the exercise of their duties, as they deserve consideration and respect from the authorities. What is new is that the word votes is included. In his explanatory memorandum, González describes the provision as a necessary privilege and states that it seeks to guarantee the independence of the legislative branch from the executive branch and partisan lines. He argues that in this way the deputies will be able to represent the voters without fear and with tranquility. Actually, the prerogative is already in the Constitution itself. In its Article 154, which says that the members of the National Assembly are not legally responsible for the opinions and votes that they cast in the exercise of their position. This last week, the Cambio Democratico Party formalised the expulsion of 15 deputies who voted against the party line. Gonzalez himself, along with two other Panamanistas, faced a similar disciplinary process within his party for the same reason last year. Panama is on the verge of losing the leadership in a registry of ships that it has maintained since 1993, but not executing structural changes in the business model, updating the digital service and not reforming the legislation, say representatives of the maritime sector. In the last 29 years, the Panamanian flag has flown in the world's fleet, maintaining leadership in a number of vessels and the largest tonnage. Both Liberia and the Marshall Islands, its two closest competitors, have developed strategies that have allowed them to grow faster. The Panamanian registry has a state administration, which is a positive factor due to the legal security that it provides. However, it does not escape bureaucracy and delay in processes in the midst of an increasingly digitized world. Meanwhile, Liberia and the Marshall Islands are managed by private companies licensed by the state, a factor that could offer them more of an advantage. The alert about the possibility of Panama losing first place in the ship registry in 2023 was raised by the director of the Merchant Marine of the Panama Maritime Authority. This is Rafael Cigarruista. This was during a meeting with the Panamanian Maritime Chamber, where he spoke about the current overview of the Panama ship registry and in which representatives of the maritime sector were present. Panamanian coffee? Well, it's outdone itself. Light, delicate and complex, all in a small sip that never ceases to surprise the most demanding and educated palates in the world. On Saturday, Panamanian producers made it clear why they are so good. After two difficult years of the pandemic, his perseverance brought an incredible harvest and a new record. The 26th edition of the Best of Panama Coffee Tasting and Competition, the Guarumo Coffee Farm Black Jaguar Batch by Tessie and Ratibor Harman, obtained 96.5 in the natural geisha category. It is the highest mark in all the geisha competitions in the world. Aruma's Firestone batch obtained a score of 96.15. This is on a scale of 100, resulting in the winner being the Geisha Lavado variety. It is also the highest score that has been achieved in this category, which has put financier Roberto Brenes, who is in charge of Aruma S.A., a company dedicated to the production of geisha coffee in the Piedra Candelaria area. This is in the Volcan Chiriqui province. It's put him in a state of complete joy. The greatest encouragement is the level of competence, dedication and passion of my colleagues. We have built a region of the best coffee in the world, Brenner's told La Prensa. In this 2022, this is now 2 years, the Association of Specialty Coffees of Panama organized the tasting in person as was traditionally done, which had been impossible due to the mobility restrictions that regulated the world after COVID-19. Nearly 15 judges participated in the tasting in which they gave the scores to Panamanian coffee. They came to the country from Australia, United States and Asia to attest to the production process in the coffee farms of the Chiriqui Highlands and to subject the selected coffee batches to a strict tasting. In the varietals category, the Chico Gallo batch by Ratibor Harman was the winner with a score of 94. The Producer of the Year award was given to Larastmus Family Estates based on the accumulated score, being among the best three coffees in the different categories. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. That's some of those things relevant to us this morning, compiled for you here on The Breakfast Show.